The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Del, how far behind are we now because of one person?
You mean because Lance decided to turn us into 740?
Yeah.
We are way behind. Like, this This can only be about 2 to 3 minutes long.
So, what do we have at the bottom of the hour, Del?
Throw Shade Thursday.
Thank you. Good night. Del's back, so you don't have to worry about it. We have Throw Shade Thursday. Get your shade ready. I'm sure there's somebody I'm going to throw shade at Lance for making our breaks, go way behind, go way over.
And doesn't he understand the basis of the show is not to get all serious?
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't he know what show he's on? We're
talking about politics.
Yeah,
politics.
It's going to be in all our lives for the next four or five days and maybe longer, depending on how long the election, the votes take to get counted. We don't need to do that here.
Oh. The way you wrote that headline for it, it's surprising no one pro sports owners donated to the Republican Party. And I was like, wait, what? No, you said surprising no one, pro sports owners have given a lot to the Republican Party.
Yeah, thanks for that evidence, ESPN. I wasn't aware that's how they generally
business. Who knew that old, fat, white, rich guys would give to the Republican Party?
You know, the party that sells them on will keep you rich, fat, old, and white.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. 40 years ago today, this happened, Del. Dear Mike, I am sorry to hear that you no longer have an interest in learning more about Duke University. However, I do want you to know that my staff and I wish you the very best in your college career. You are a fine young man, and you should make an immediate impact on whatever you choose. Take care, and best of luck. Sincerely, Mike Krzyzewski, the greatest coach in the history of basketball.
He didn't write that on the letter.
He said that. It was true.
You said that.
It's just true.
Says you. Can you imagine the perception of those two schools if Michael Jordan had decided to go to Duke? Like, how different Duke would be looked at by people if Michael Jordan went there? Even with all the Wojciechowskis and Bobby Hurleys that followed, if Michael Jordan was the ambassador for Duke basketball.
I could see Michael at Duke.
Well, he considered them.
Yeah, well, he considered, but apparently he didn't even know he was going to North Carolina because he said, whatever you choose.
Oh, well.
Right. So I could see Michael Jordan could be a Duke guy.
Well, why?
Because he was, he wasn't outspoken. He towed the line.
Well, I don't know that anyone didn't toe the line under Dean Smith in North Carolina back then. I'm just saying the perception of Duke is the upper crust, tough, hard-nosed, annoying white guys playing basketball, despite the fact that all the talent that's gone through there back since then, when that became a thing with the fairies of the world and all that stuff, Danny Ferry and Christian Laettner that followed. Just to be clear, I meant Danny Ferry.
So, wait a minute, though. Look at who you had. Sam Perkins, who was stoned all the time. You had James Worthy, who liked hookers here in
Houston.
Well,
that was later.
Yeah, but he still, if he liked hookers here, he probably liked them at North Carolina, too. Okay.
All right. Sure.
Had, Kenny Smith.
What? What about what? Kenny Smith?
Kenny Smith, who shot the ball with his hand on the side of the ball, which was dumb.
Now you're reaching, but okay.
Okay. You had, who else was on those teams?
Antoine
North
Jameson.
North Carolina, it's a bunch of guys. Actually, Mike classed the place up.
What? Really now you have a problem with North Carolina because of Kenny Smith, of all people?
It ain't Duke.
Yeah, because, Duke players aren't stepping on guys' chest or tripping them. They don't do that stuff.
Yeah. They had a black guy who likes NASCAR.
Brad Doherty?
Yeah, Doherty.
He grew up in North Carolina. That happens.
No. Okay. There's a basic flaw. Oh, really? Guess who's back?
I know, in
NASCAR racing, Dell.
I know who's back. I put the story on the rundown.
Kyle Larson back in NASCAR. And then you put, would anyone other sport allow it? And the answer is yes.
Which sport? Baseball?
Riley Cooper?
How long was he in after he said what he said? I know
he
got a contract.
Got back in.
But he was never sent out.
I know. They didn't even punish him for that.
Yeah, I'm saying I forgot what year that was. But today, in today's age, in 2020, if Riley Cooper had said the N-word, would he have played another game?
No, but look what Jake Fromm said. And
he said elite whites. He didn't say
elite
the N-word.
White people need to be guns and not, no one else.
Yeah, but I get it. What Jake Fromm said is sketchy. But you know what he didn't call anyone in a public place?
But Riley Cooper did, and he got right in.
But Riley Cooper did that how long ago? I'm talking about today. That meant today, 2020. Does any league allow that to happen again?
Yes, and you'd get back in, yes. Yes. And as a matter of fact, he actually sat for quite a while.
Riley Cooper?
No, Kyle Larson.
Well, yeah, because it's NASCAR, and he didn't sit for that long. He was out for what, half a season or a season?
Yeah,
or so?
that's a lot of cash out of your pocket. Yeah, no, they would let him back in. Absolutely.
Well, let's see. Look at
Drew Brees.
He didn't call
racist.
Anyone the N-word.
No, he didn't want to kneel for the flag. Okay,
that's not the same.
Yeah, racist.
Riley Cooper issued that race. I'm trying to figure out the year he did it because he was out of football a couple years later, I think. I have to look. I don't remember exactly the year. 2013, he said. And Riley Cooper played, and he was done. His last year, he was done at 28 in 2015. He didn't play that well, so he wasn't worth it. The question is always partly, are you worth it? And Riley Cooper, he kind of sucked. He sucked at the last couple of years, so he was done. NASCAR's, I think you were out longer than Kyle Larson if you say the N-word like he did in different sports. Like basketball,
no.
You're screwed. There's no way you get back within a year.
I'm telling you, I think.
And
especially a white guy in the NBA, he go, hey, that's what I say. We all say that to each other.
No, he can't. Yeah. There's no way he gets away with it. And the you can't say we all say it and get away with it. Kyle Larson, and actually my bigger thought is, how good was Kyle Larson as a driver? Because that's the other thing.
Yeah, but no, it was actually worse in NASCAR, if you want to know the truth, because it's all white. It's always been thought of as Confederate. It's always been thought of as a racist group. They want to get away from that. A white guy in the NBA says it to a black guy or to another white guy, and he's like, whatever. That's how we talk.
That would not be his excuse. No way.
Yeah.
He would not say
TJ
it.
Says, please stop talking about race because you all sound like a bunch of effing... Now, see, TJ, what? By the way, I don't know if you know this, TJ, but Dell is a black guy, okay? So
I'm pretty sure
Dell can speak to racism, okay?
I didn't see the tweet, so he didn't
at me. Just so you know, TJ, racist.
What did TJ tweet? Because he didn't at me, so I don't know what he said.
He just added me. Please stop talking about race because you all sound like a bunch of effing tart. It runs
the
R-word. Cards.
He used the R-word. Okay.
That's first of all, that whole thing hurts, and you're being ugly to a group of people. So it's not okay to talk about race, but it's okay for you to denigrate people with special needs.
Developmentally, I forgot what the proper term is now. But developmental challenges, I guess, is what it is now.
Is that what it is now?
I think so.
I don't know. I can't keep up with all the right words to say.
Yeah, I don't
1017 ESPN 97.5. I do know that being a champion means that you go to champion.energy/1560 and you start saving money. Champion.energy. No, that's not Father TJ. Champion.energy/1560 is the number, is where you go if you want to start saving money. My bill is just ridiculous. It's really, really ridiculous how low it is. And I'm going to tell you what, yours will be too. A buddy of mine went to it. And he said, this is ridiculous how low this is. I mean, I can't even. He was spending so much more before he went to Champion Energy, and now he's a believer. He's put it in his businesses and everything else because he just wants to save money. Why would you want to pay electricity company more than you have to? Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for the Lord.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. In 10 minutes here on ESPN 97.5, Throw Shade Thursday. So get your stuff ready. I need you all to get in here and throw shade Thursday. Throw some, make some shade. Cincinnati's a 7-point favorite over Memphis, Dell.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't seem like enough points.
Stop mining me for picks. I get two right, and now you're asking me. I don't know. Those two felt good last week.
Well,
I don't bet.
I know you don't. What about this Notre Dame? Oh, it's up to 20.5 now.
What does that mean?
You know what? That's still only three touchdowns.
Yeah, what's that mean as far as Notre Dame versus Georgia Tech is concerned?
Well, I know, right? When points are not quite at a premium, are they?
Not when you're playing Georgia Tech's defense, they're not.
No. I'm taking Notre Dame -20.5. That's it. I did it.
Well, there you go. We'll see how that plays out for you. Can't blame me for this one.
I'm not blaming you. I credit
you. You would have blamed me if you had missed out last week. If those two picks I gave you, even though under protest I gave you, were wrong, you would have crushed me.
What did I do instead? I lauded you.
Well, yeah, because I was clearly right, well, and there was like no challenge. Week?
Stop talking and just give me some picks.
I'm not giving you picks. No, I'm done with that game.
What are you talking about?
I'm not your
very, very important to the show.
I'm not your good time
gal.
You
give
you just can't ask me for picks
to the people that you tell them what you like.
You tell them. You're the one who goes on my bookie. I don't even do that.
What about Ohio State -13?
What about it, John? What do you
That's
think?
That's what I'm asking you.
What do you think? Tell the people what you think.
Texas A&M is 12 against Arkansas. Ooh. I'm sorry, Aggies. That is way too many points. That is way too many points to give Arkansas. Somebody hasn't been watching Arkansas this year, and I think he works for my bookie.
All right. If you feel so good about it, put some money down on Arkansas.
I don't know. I don't want to bet against the Aggies.
You sound like you do.
I don't. Listen, no, I don't want to bet against them, but well, what do you think about 12 points?
Stop asking me, John.
No, I'm not asking you for a pick. What do you think about 12 points?
It feels like a lot. I don't feel like the Aggies are that explosive. They look great against Florida, but Florida has proven they don't stop anybody, really. And they really don't stop COVID, but they'll be back on the field this week against Missouri at home. I don't like that number. I would stay away.
I think it's too much. I think this is a close game.
Kellen Mond against
And I'm going to tell you this. I think Arkansas can win the game.
I'm not so sure about that. I do. The issue for the Aggies is if you allow Arkansas to sit back in coverage because you can't run the football, which is something they've done the last couple weeks, they've been able to run the football. If they can't do that against Arkansas, I don't like having to drop back Kellen Mond in obvious passing situations against that defense who's proven they can play the pass when they know it's coming.
Well, yeah. That's the thing is the turnovers. The only reason that Arkansas is in these games and actually should be 3-1. They got jobbed against Auburn, and they should be 3-1 right now. And the biggest reason is because they take the ball away. And Kellen Mond sometimes gives the ball away. So that, to me, is a little bit scary. That I think 12 is way too much. Florida is giving 12.5 to Missouri.
Missouri's got a pretty good offense.
Yeah, I mean, they did against LSU.
Well, at least
against
LSU. I don't even know what that means. They played LSU's defense, so maybe they don't have a good offense.
Yeah, I mean, LSU's defense is so up and down.
But Florida's
just as bad. They
actually
looked pretty decent against South Carolina, but their quarterback with the hair, Hill.
Colin
Hill. Goodness, he was terrible.
Yeah, that one was Bo Pelini actually played against an offense that he's familiar with because Mike Bobo was probably calling a very similar offense in 2008 and 2007 when Bo Pelini was actually a good defensive coordinator as opposed to what he's been this year. Now, Missouri playing that spread lit up LSU just like Miss State did in the air raid. I like Missouri's quarterback a little bit, and I don't like Florida coming off pretty much 2 weeks off because of COVID. I don't suspect they fixed their defensive issues. And who's available? Do we even know who's available for Florida in that game yet?
Well, if Trask wasn't playing, then we have not heard. You know what? Everybody's going to be available. Are you kidding me? It's like Nick Saban. He had COVID for 2 days.
Art says Dell Casey minus 20 against the Jets. Your thoughts, Art? I'm not the NFL guy.
I don't mind Florida being off that last week. Actually, I don't mind getting a break. And then, you know what, when they knew it, then they all of a sudden they started getting ready for this game. So I don't mind it at all.
They took 2 weeks off, and they started they're back to practice on Tuesday after multiple weeks off. Like, is this a three-week thing for them or only two? They played A&M. Lost. A&M play. I think it's only 2 weeks. They haven't been off.
Yeah, it's only two
okay.
weeks.
Okay.
They just missed the LSU game.
And Missouri's actually down to 64 players, but it's because of injuries, not COVID for them. The Gators had up to 37 positive tests in October. Now, that's the total. We don't know who was out for practice in the last week or so, but they've had 37 positive tests in the month of October. So they have been without plenty of guys and haven't been able to practice up until Tuesday. So are they out of rhythm offensively? Is their defense even worse? I wouldn't play the game, but then again, I don't play any games, John. So that's on you.
Rutgers is catching 10 against Indiana. Actually, Rutgers looked pretty good. I don't know how bad Michigan State is. Probably really, really bad. But Indiana didn't look good at all.
No, they were outgained by 277 yards and still found a way to win. Because there are a couple of issues turnover-wise for Penn State.
I think that might be too much. How about Rice is only catching 1.5 of Southern Miss?
Southern Miss stinks.
Yeah.
And Rice, honestly, outside besides the four field goal doink, or that four doink field goal, should have won.
Yeah, they should have won the game.
So I understand why Rice is there. Ole Miss doesn't even have a coach. They're without their Wisconsin's out without their top three quarterbacks. Southern Miss is without their top two head coaches.
I don't know. I've never heard that their top two head coaches.
You lose two head coaches within.
I've never heard that phrase.
Well, it's
their
true.
Top two head coaches.
They've lost two head coaches in less than 2 months of football.
Yeah. That is unbelievable. He just said, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I got to look. You guys aren't probably going to give me this job anyway. I'm the interim. I'm going to take the Austin Peay job right now.
Wow. Austin Peay coming snatching coaches away. When Austin Peay is snatching your coach.
Speaks to where Southern Miss is right now.
Oh, wow. All right, 1027 ESPN, 97.5. It's throw shade time to throw some, make some shade here on the show. Did someone wrong you in any way, shape, or form? Are you pissed at anyone? Did they, I don't know, eat your lunch at work? Or did they sleep with your wife? I don't know.
Did they turn your radio show into a political show?
Yeah. Did somebody turn a radio show into a political show and just ruin everything? And then go late on top of it all and get us behind on the clock? Did that happen in your show? Well, you can call us. 713-780-3776. Throw some, make some shade next.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
To 64,000.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Time to throw some, make some shade. Do you have anybody that you have an issue with? 713-780-3776. It could be as easy as a train conductor who comes by every day when you're trying to get to lunch, or it could be as difficult as, you know, some woman you got pregnant and you somehow, some way have to now pay for that, you know, you have to pay for that child now. So that, which puts you in a difficult and an awkward spot that Dell never wants to be in. So hopefully that'll never happen to you, Del.
Well, it's not necessarily the financial thing, although clearly that's an issue. It's just I don't want any kids. So I'll make that clear. I make that clear with everyone.
That's first thing. Well, as soon as you meet a woman, listen. Okay?
I mean, that's
I don't
a
know
harsh
what you're
open.
Thinking about, but we're not having any kids.
Look,
together.
I don't look at myself as someone who a woman's going to look at and go, "I really want to have a child with that guy." So no, it's not the first thing I say, but if it ever comes up, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not about that kid thing.
Yeah, I'm not about that life.
No, not that life. I'm gonna take naps and I wanna watch what games I wanna watch every day.
Yeah, what? Baby Shark is on again? Beat it, kid. I don't care.
No, they're little Paw bundles
Patrol.
Of joy.
Oh, look, Paw Patrol is on. Oh well, I don't care. Miami's in the fourth quarter of a game against Virginia they shouldn't even be close with. I got to watch this. Beat it.
See, the kid can have his own TV, Del, okay?
No, not in my house. My dad didn't let me watch TV. You ain't watching TV by yourself either.
Oh, really? You don't worry. If you had a kid, you'd let the kid watch TV by themselves.
We got to get
through. It's actually, it raised my kid, so.
My dad, from the time I was in, like, elementary till I was finally, like, a junior in high school, wouldn't let me watch TV Monday through Friday. I mean, Monday through Thursday. Only weekends.
Are you throwing shade right now?
I would, but I got to save it for because other people have to go first.
Okay. Let's go, Del. You ready?
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right, Del. Call them out.
We still got people. We still got lines open, so if you want to throw shade, call in, but let's go with
713-780-3776.
But let's go with Will first. Will, what's your shade?
Yeah, I like to throw some, make some shade. Mm-hmm. The Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Longhorns are dumpster fires. I like to throw some shade at all the fairies of the world and everyone that hands out candy corn, bubble gum, sweet tarts, and suckers for Halloween. Just give us the Kit Kats and the Baby Ruths. I'm out.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
And by fairies, he meant Danny fairies.
Yeah. I realize immediately I better correct myself.
All the fairies in the world. You meant Danny. He meant Danny fairies.
And his ilk, like Jay Billis, yeah. Those types.
Yeah.
That
like
annoy
Christian
people.
Christian Leitner.
Yeah, not
yeah,
like
Bobby Hurley.
Not like Tinkerbell, no.
No, no. Ooh. No, that fairy, no. Who's next?
Let's go with Lorenzo.
Ooh, Lorenzo. ¿Qué pasó, Lorenzo?
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to throw some, make some shade, and this goes out to mainly the people of Twitch Nation and to the followers of a certain ESPN 97.5 intern. A lot of you guys are real active in the words that you choose online and when you're on Twitch and when you think that it's, you know, you and your buddy and your intern just watching. So here's a suggestion that I have. I think that AJ, somebody being into the Fight Nation, I think he should set up a charity event that when this COVID stuff is over, a lot of us Twitch users can meet up, change our ideas in the ring, man. I really think that's how it should be, because a lot of you guys are not doing well hiding your hoods in some of the things that you say, and it's pretty evident, and then you wait for your intern to get on, and then when he's not on, you're whisper quiet. So that's my shade, man. Let's make a charity event out of it, raise some good money for kids, and solve some problems. That's it.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Well, we have one of those. It's our golf tournament is going to be coming up.
I think he wants to exchange some ideas with some fists.
Right. Well, a charity event. You want a charity boxing match?
Yeah, against some.
Well, how about we just play golf to settle it?
He's not looking for that. He's looking to exchange some ideas.
He wants to throw hands.
And if you don't get the subtext, the intern he's talking about is Josh Ennis. That's who he's calling an intern. Apparently, I'm not on Twitch when that show's on. Apparently, it gets a little aggressive, maybe a little disrespectful as well.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Neither do I.
Yeah, so I don't want to get involved in that. But if you would like to compete against other listeners, we're going to have our golf tournament coming up. So maybe that's where you can, Lorenzo. You can compete against other listeners, other Twitch listeners and watchers. So
does he get to use a golf club on them?
No. We're not throwing golf clubs at each other. We're going to hit a white ball into a hole.
That might make you feel better. At least the golf ball is white, Lorenzo.
Yeah, you can slap Whitey around. Okay?
I think he really wants to do that, though.
He does. I'm sure he does. Who's next?
Your buddy, Lazy J.
Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G? R.I.P. Raheel. Damn. Hey, buddy. Got that question for you. Hey, would you trade Caruso Kuzma for Bradley Beal?
Who? If you're the Wizards? No. Yeah. No. Why am I taking a guy who doesn't start, two guys who don't start for Bradley Beal?
Well, Bradley Beal's going to be leaving in a little while anyway.
That's true, but if you're the Wizards.
I've got to get something back for him.
But
I would love to go out to John Wall, you know, but if he comes back to L.A., you know, he might be another James Harden.
If you are the Wizards,
he's from LA.
You can get better than Bradley Beal and Caruso. And if you don't, fire the guy who makes the trade. What's your shade, okay, Lazy J?
My shade is going to be definitely to you, Dale.
All right.
I heard you this morning on my way to work talking about that LeBron James block in the finals was not even compared to the Jason Tatum block. I mean, on Adebayo or whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. You need to stop disrespecting LeBron James. And then Johnny G over here talking about, Chris Paul was one hamstring away. Did you know what LeBron James averaged in the 18th NBA finals? 34-10-8. In Game 7, when you're talking about Kyrie Irving won the game for him, LeBron had a triple-double in Game 7. 27-11-11, man. Stop talking about that, man. He's the GOAT, man.
I'm going to
throw shade only because I don't like when people don't actually hear what I said. Lazy J, take LeBron James out of your mouth and whatever else is in your ears. And listen, I didn't say they're not comparable. I just said I like Bam's block better. Part of that is a joke because I'm a Heat fan. But that's all. I didn't say LeBron wasn't comparable. Listen, stop slobbering on LeBron. It's okay. You won your title, your asterisk title. That's what LA does. They win asterisk titles. I know you don't care about that because you're not even a Laker fan. You're a LeBron fan. Just like you're a tight jersey Juventus wearing fan. You better loosen that jersey up. Just saying. I don't care if you like Ronaldo or not. It's a little tight on you. That's all.
Take that. Take that. Even though you agreed with me, I don't know. The GOAT? Did you call him the GOAT? I'm not. I can't.
Unless you want to throw shade.
No, I'm not throwing shade. All I ask is, are you calling him the GOAT?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
You referenced this guy earlier. Look who's back, John. Mr. Vega.
Oh, what up? What's up, fat boy?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Hey, real quick, I want to throw some shade to the cook of the Vietnamese pho house over there of I-10. I'm not going to say where, but I specifically asked for uncooked I-round steak, and they threw my steak in the juice and the broth. So when I got home, it was cooked. And second, they forgot my peanut sauce with sriracha sauce. I mean, that's pretty messed up, man, because I said specifically I want all the sauces. I want my fish sauce. I want my peanut sauce. And they even, and I even asked for uncooked meat. They couldn't get that right. And Dale, you want to send me some adoption papers? I'll teach you how to have a son if you want to be my daddy. Let me know.
I don't want to be your daddy.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I don't know. Why would I want to have a grown child? I don't even want a child I could raise and mold into my image. And I want you, fat boy?
We keep calling him fat boy.
I don't even know. So, I don't know what he looks like at all.
No, I have no idea what he looks like either, but...
But the conductor called him that, so
the conductor said, "Hey, fat boy, you need it." Oh, that's a long story. For those of you who haven't been here, oh well. Next 713-780-3776. Who's next?
Next up, we'll go with John.
Hey, John, what up?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Johnny G. Delvincito.
What up, my brother? How you doing?
What's going on, my brother? I just want to take a minute, throw a little shade at people that don't tip. Good Lord, man. You know, I'm in the service industry. Corona hit us really hard. And I just want to talk about people that, you know, got that expectant mentality and they don't want to tip. You know, we're out here in the trenches and trying to take care of people. So shade thrown.
There it is.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Couldn't agree more. Tip, people. Give a good tip. These people, that's how they live. And they got how long were they out of work? Yeah. Come on. Come on, people. Step up. Yeah. Take some, open up your wallet.
I haven't.
Let's go.
I haven't worked at one of those places in a long time, but I deliver pizzas. I know what it's about.
Yeah.
Help someone out. That's
help the
all.
People out. Okay.
Right there with you, John. Not and you, John. The
eat local, too. Eat and drink local.
Yeah, that help. Well, true, because that help. Those are helping businesses. But if you're going to go out there, and I know everyone wants to get out a little bit, the people working there need a little help. Just yep. Think about them. That's all. Give what you can. That's all.
That's all. Who's next?
We have one more, but it just came up, so I'm not sure about the name. Okay. But we'll just go to them. What's up? You're our last one. La Raza. What's up, man?
Hey, La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mi hijo?
Juanito G, R.I.P. Raheezy, Delvincito!
Delvincito! Patres.
I love the fact you're doing that from your own home. Is anyone there?
No.
Okay.
What?
Oh man, that's funny. He was yelling at the house, looking like a crazy man. Mm-hmm. Well, gentlemen, I have two quick shades. I want to throw some shade at the city of Los Angeles, aka the city of Asterix. These titles don't mean crap because it was a short season. And also, I want to throw some shade at companies that when you want to give them a 2 weeks notice, why? Whenever you get fired, they just tell you it on the same day. Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Uh-oh, somebody sounds like they're getting fired.
Or maybe
quitting.
He's leaving.
Or he's leaving.
And he doesn't want to work those 2 weeks.
Like, yeah.
He makes a point. Well, I got to tell you, you ain't warning me.
That is true. But you merited that. You deserve that if you get fired. So.
And okay, sure. But sure.
They don't deserve to just be walked out on.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, right. No company ever deserves that.
No company. Especially Gal Media. And you know what? Sometimes if you're going to, you know, you leave your job, you need a little courage. I got some for you. How about a little Coors Light? The greatest tweet I ever got was yesterday. It was me as DK Metcalf chasing down a Coors Light as Buda Baker and tackling it on about the 15-yard line or wherever it was. And that was the – I couldn't have been happier. Coors Light loved it. My peeps loved it. Fausts love it. It was – it couldn't have been better because it was me and how I feel about a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I'm chasing that baby down. It ain't getting away from me, and I don't want it to get away from you. If you haven't tasted, I mean, right from the Rockies, the water is perfect. It is the best tasting beer. It just tastes different. And here's the deal is, you know, it's cold, you know, it's clean, and you know, it's the most refreshing beer in the world because I saw it on a billboard. It can't be, it's got to be true. If it's on a billboard, all you got to do is get and start, pick up your Coors Light, 12 ounces, 16 ounces, 144 ounces of Texas Chill, and then make it your official beer of whatever you're doing. This weekend, you're watching football. Pick you up some Coors Light and make it the official beer of whatever you're doing. For me, it's my official beer. It's cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I don't know if this is appropriate. A senior Oregon health official going viral. So she's announcing the coronavirus death toll. It's kind of a somber, isn't it? Don't you think, though? It's kind of somber. It's kind of a.
It's something that should be taken seriously and treated this is, with some solemn reverence.
Yeah. So she dressed up as a clown.
Yeah, I saw that.
Claire Poche. As of today, there have been 38,160 cases of COVID-19 in Oregon, with 390 cases being reported today. Why are you in a clown outfit?
Did she dress up like a clown for this, or was she already like this? And then, oh, by the way, Claire, you have to do this.
Well, even if that day you had to dress up like a clown, you separate it and you take the clown makeup off. Okay, that appears to be a bad decision.
To be fair, clowns are like nightmare fuel anyway, so I feel like that it's almost appropriate. Clowns aren't something that people enjoy.
Yeah.
You're an adult. Do you remember the last time you thought, oh, cool, a clown?
So there's a guy on death row in Texas. And apparently, now aren't you supposed to get whatever it is that you want to eat for your last meal?
Are there not any restrictions? Like, okay, you can't request this. I don't know. I've never been on death row.
Well, his request, I don't know if it was out of line. He is a cannibal, and he asked for a 16-ounce human meat steak.
Is that inappropriate?
You have your eating habits. He has his eating habits.
If he's not asking for them to go out and actually kill someone, like, just give me a relatively fresh cadaver.
Somebody that's already dead.
Yeah, it's not like people, when you order steak, they go out and kill the cow in the back. So there isn't someone lying around that's already dead he can eat?
Yeah, he's already dead. I mean, please give me somebody that, you know, is
somewhat fresh,
not rotting already. Yeah,
maybe they died a couple days ago.
Right, or,
and they've been refrigerated.
Put them in the freezer right away?
Yeah. I understand. Why they couldn't provide that? Because how are you going to get fresh human meat steak?
I know
it's a little difficult. He should have when do they make the request? Like, do they make that request a month before they're supposed to die? And they would have had time.
How often do people die in Texas? I'm sure there's someone dying every 10, 15 minutes in the state.
Well, I think the problem is maybe if he hadn't gone to jail for killing and eating people, they might have found a way to get it done for them. But we're not going to reward you for the thing we put you in jail for.
Well, that seems a bit... Hey, it's my request. My last meal, I want what I want.
Well, sir...
And if I want a 16-ounce human meat steak, then Let's go.
It seems a little hypocritical for them to feed him human meat steak after putting him in jail for it.
Well, okay, maybe that's the world you live in. He don't think he should be in jail. Well, he thinks it's that's
clearly.
Hey, I want to eat what I want to eat.
Yeah, when you kill and eat 13 people, you probably don't feel like going to jail for it's a good thing.
Well, that's your okay. Maybe you be judgmental, but
no,
I am
siding with him because of what he did. He probably don't think he should be in jail for it.
That's right. That's right.
And I would say he's wrong.
Business as usual, good after COVID-19 dip. Sydney cocaine use is bouncing back. So that appears to be there was a lull in cocaine use in the capital of Australia, but now it appears to be bouncing back. So, I mean, I think that's great.
The cocaine business is one I was concerned with, particularly in Sydney. I'm right. Glad they found an economic upturn. I'm glad.
Right. So that's good news.
It means more people out there juiced up, ready to go and do stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
having some fun again. The
rolled up dollar bill market is back in right. Vogue. Good stuff all around.
All the way around. Man arrested apparently in Chongqing, southwestern China.
Mm-mm-mm.
He was showering commuters with money from the 30th floor.
And you get arrested for that?
Heavenly rain of banknotes on commuters from his apartment window. This is a problem?
Look, I understand even if you have some rightful objections to putting a man in jail after killing and eating 13 people, but I can't find any reason why a person who, you know, just drops money on people needs to go to jail.
Disturbing the peace, creating traffic.
And?
People create traffic all the time, being stupid.
And they don't go to jail for that?
Or running out of gas or something.
And do they go to jail for that? No.
No. This is dumb. Class action lawsuit launched by a BC man. He said he was misled into believing Canada Dry Ginger Ale has medicinal properties. The suit has been settled. How much do you think Canada Dry paid this British Columbia man who said he thought that Canada Dry had healing properties?
The price of a can?
$200,000. What can we? Why can't I do anything?
Why can't
like
I
that?
Come up with a frivolous lawsuit that works
right.
out?
That is unbelievable.
I'm trying to think what I could sue you for and get.
I know,
money.
Right?
$200,000.
I just love to sue somebody and win $200,000. Something stupid.
So, what was in their commercial? What did they side with?
I don't know. I'd have to read the story.
Yeah, you're just a headline
I'm
reader.
I'm not doing that.
I have to learn to stop asking you the follow-up
you
question.
You do. You really
There's
do.
Never an answer.
Did you see this Richmond, Texas story?
No.
Texas woman is in trouble with her homeowners association because of her skeleton strip club. Outside her, she's got poles and she's got skeletons on the poles. And the homeowners association has said she's got to take it down. Do you think this is at Raheel's house?
Do
you think this is Nishma?
No, I don't think so, but it just speaks to why HOAs suck. This woman just have Halloween, you can put anything in your yard, blow up pumpkins, ghosts, but a skeleton strip club is out of line. HOAs suck.
This is my way of being creative, having an outlet. There's no harm. I'm not hurting anyone. Just take it easy. It's only Halloween. I couldn't agree more.
Exactly. Who cares? You can put a demon in your front yard, but not a skeleton and a strip club?
Yeah.
What?
A skeleton's pole dancing? I mean, come on.
Are they moving or is it just them in a certain position? You don't know.
They're just in a certain position.
Oh, whatever. Who cares?
Right. I mean, come on, Richmond. Is there Homeowners Association, you suck.
Does she have an address?
I'm throwing shade at them right now.
I might want to drive by and look at that. Is there an address in there?
I know. No, I don't think they gave an address.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. It could be Raheel's house. We don't know, though.
Is he? Oh, yeah, he is a Richmond Rosenberg. I thought he lived in Sugar Land. I thought he was born in Richmond and Rosenberg.
No, he lives in Richmond. Rosenberg. Angela Nava, which is probably Raheel's new wife. We don't know.
Oof.
We don't know.
I don't think Raheel will get married a second time.
He hasn't. I haven't talked to him in a couple days. He might have.
He just texted us. He didn't tell us about a new wife.
He did text us. He said, I said I wasn't going to put my kid in front of the TV. Guess what?
She got annoying, so I changed my mind.
Once she got annoying, I lost that energy.
It wasn't like, actually, I made a decision as a father to be more involved or just to let her watch TV. She got annoying.
She got annoying, so guess what? Go watch TV.
Speaking of annoying, guess who's next? No. Joel sitting in
I didn't do that. You did.
I did it because you
just did
it. I know. I did it because you did it, and I can see Joel through the control.
I didn't say a word yesterday about anything. Time to say we're done. It's the press box next, right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.